All right, welcome to Gothamize, the completely unofficial podcast where we talk about, we celebrate all things Batman and talk about Gotham before Gotham even airs. It's not so much Gothamized as it is.
There's nothing official about our lives.
Prethamized. No, there isn't. But yeah, we'll talk about the series Gotham eventually. But for now, I'm Batman. And you are?
I'm Clayface.
You're Clayface?
Yes.
We look like Batman.
But I'm Clayface.
All right.
Have you noticed that most of the supervillains
yes.
Have the line, I'm, and then whoever it is.
True, yeah.
So,
although the episode in like the animated series where they introduced the Penguin, he just waltzes in.
No, yeah, he's assumed to be established
yeah.
already.
But I guess...
Because they don't do origin stories for most of the supervillains.
Yeah, the Joker is established already.
Yeah. No.
There's kind of an episode where they go back and talk about him before, but that's later. But I guess the thing about the Penguin is actually he doesn't like the word Penguin. He hates being called
that. No, he doesn't like the Penguin. He's Cobblepot.
Yeah.
And the thing is that he's actually just another crime lord. He's not really meant to be he's not meant to be the Tim Burton Penguin that we all love, but originally that's not his persona as such.
But at the end of the Tim Burton film, he accepts like being an animal. He's like, he's okay with it.
Mm.
Just because the human thing didn't work, because he was sent back to the sewers like a piece of shit. But otherwise, who else is there? Who says I'm Clayface? Not I'm Clayface, but like, my name is Freeze, learn it well.
yeah.
For it is the chilling sound of your doom. I don't know why I remember that. I know way too many phrases from that film.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do. Good it's times. One of the worst films of all time.
How dare you, sir?
It really is. Only because it takes something I love and shits all over it.
If anything, it should have come like before the first Batman film.
It's more in tune with the
Adam West thing.
Yeah.
They should have made Batman and Robin in like the 70s or something. And then in the 80s, we can get to the serious shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Batman Forever, the right balance. That's all I'm saying.
So have you got some information for me?
I've got some information.
Lay it on me.
Previously on Gotham. Because Gotham hasn't started yet. There's just been a few like mini announcements. They keep teasing us like more and more before. Yeah. One thing that we're not going to talk about for ages, but it'll be shown in the UK.
Yeah,
on Channel 5.
Okay,
that's good though.
You know, I'm not a fan of Channel 5.
I know, me neither. But it's like easily accessible.
God. Do you know what Channel 5?
It's not like True Detective.
Such a stupid channel because they deliberately have their news on at 5 just so they can say...
Channel 5 news at 5.
Yes, Channel 5 news at 5. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's like, no one's watching it because they're probably at work still. And
that's okay. If they put Gotham at 8 when everyone watches the news...
Channel 5 feels a very bizarre sort of channel because it feels very low production.
Yeah.
Even though it's not. I mean, they spend huge amounts of money to have things like Big Brother and other shit shows. But
it's on Channel 5 now.
Yeah, it is. Oh, but they kind of like to make their stuff really glary and ultra colourful.
Oh yeah.
But this show doesn't really fit with them.
It doesn't
Saying that though, it's an American show and Channel 5 will sometimes pay more for the American shows.
Okay.
Because they have another channel called, is it Five Star or something that? Or Five USA?
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's Five USA, yeah.
And basically...
It's just American shows.
Yeah, it's just American shows. So maybe it's on there. I'm surprised, really. I thought Sky would have bought
it. Me too.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Sky buy all the HBO stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought they would have got that. But then again, like Sci-Fi get some of the big ones as well.
True.
So,
but this is
Sarah Chronicle. Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah.
Fucking tongue twister of the title. That was Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
And I think sci-fi now have like Xena and the rest of a lot of the old ones.
But it's in America, it's Fox. Gotham's on Fox.
Well, we have a Fox channel, but it's not Fox Fox. It's not like a replica of the American Fox.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which one? Is it called Fox?
Yeah, it's called Fox.
Oh, okay, sorry. It used to be called
FX.
FX.
But now it's just called Fox.
Okay.
And it's a bizarre channel. It was a bizarre channel because once they lost all their advertisers for a little bit, and there were literally no advertisements on their channel.
It was like
for a few days or something like that. It was like, this is amazing. This channel actually doesn't suck when it doesn't have advertisements.
Because the Simpsons is Fox, but the Simpsons always played on like Channel 4 and stuff.
Yeah, no, Channel 4, the old ones will be Channel 4 and then the new ones will be Sky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about that like E4 bullshit? Do they still show things? Or is it just sitcoms?
E4 is like... E4 is a weird channel because...
I'm so out of touch.
E4 will show repeats of stuff, but it will also show an episode before certain things. Oh, like okay. Hollyoaks. Hollyoaks, if you watch it on E4, you're an episode ahead.
Yeah.
If you just watch it on Channel 4, you're an episode behind.
Yeah, if you watch Hollyoaks, however, I think you're behind on reality that this show sucks ass.
Well, yeah, it's a trashy show, but it's meant to be a trashy show.
I don't know if
and
it
if
is,
you
though.
Enjoy the really, really trashy dialogue in the show, because it's not EastEnders
and the acting.
Which EastEnders, like, I think it knows what it is as a soap, but it does try to be kind of better than
I don't know
than reality.
I don't know if Hollyoaks like.
Oh, come on, the way it's short, the dialogue is so... They must know how freaking trashy that
is. I don't think so. That's why I'm afraid. But yeah, no, I mean, it's good for Gotham, I guess, because it'll be easily accessible for everyone. But they've confirmed that one villain's going to be going to appear in Gotham, like one more villain.
Yes.
Mr. Freeze.
Good.
Yeah. But, okay, so that makes sense, because he's older.
Wait, but they're going to show Mr. Freeze before he was Mr. Freeze. Yeah, I think that's what they've got to do.
I think they have to. But then, they could, this one...
Because the thing is, he wasn't the nicest guy before he was Freeze. Because he was doing experiments which kind of question ethics.
I guess, yeah.
So...
But he never went too far, though. Like, it was a bit... I don't know.
Well, he experimented on his wife.
No.
To save her, but that's experimenting on your wife.
But he'd already lost it by then. Like, he got, like, consumed by fucking...
Yeah, but that's the thing. They could do that before he has the accident.
Sure.
They could do that kind of lead up to it.
Yeah. Or they might do, like, a Dr. Octopus, where he's, like, this really, like, ridiculously nice guy beforehand.
Yeah.
With, like, these kind of over-the-top ideas.
No, I prefer characters like Enigma.
Yeah.
Because I think they
Enigma.
Did...
Enigma.
Yeah.
Mr. Enigma.
Yes.
Edward Enigma.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I like saying Enigma, but anyway. Because he was kind of crazy before, you know.
But I like
his change.
But they could even do the change. Like, with that character, it works in Gotham. Because, like, he could literally lose his wife and then start experimenting.
Yes.
And he could do that for years and years and years.
Yeah, that's true.
And so by the time Batman shows up, he's lost it completely.
Yeah.
But he's got, and his disease could, like, get worse and worse as well. Where he can't, like, he needs to be in the cold constantly.
Yeah. So maybe it's before the suit. Maybe that's the idea, is that they're going to do a lead up where it's before the suit. He's very limited as a supervillain.
Yeah. But slowly, little by little, he's having this sickness. I think it'd be a good character arc, I think.
Yeah.
They could pull that off. Yeah. But it's not going to be Arnie, so don't get too excited.
Okay.
You're like, there was no hope of that.
No.
He might cameo as his dad.
Speaking of Arnie things,
yes.
I have a question for you.
Ooh.
So.
Tell me.
I recently watched a video on Screen Junkies. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm plugging them. But anyway.
they don't have enough.
They did a sort of little kind of fight of the best action film of the 80s.
Okay. Right? Of the 80s?
Yeah. And I just wanted to ask you, just off the top of your head, what you thought the best film of the 80s.
The best action film.
Sorry, best action film of the 80s.
Oh, difficult.
And,
you bastard. Oh, that means I have to check some dates. Because I don't want to say something dumb.
Oh, dear. Well,
what is yours? What is, you start.
Well, the thing is, because I watched it, like, it had a...
Oh, was it a top 10?
Well, it wasn't a top 10. It was kind of a knockout.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came down to Die Hard v. Predator.
Okay, I was going to say Die Hard, so...
Yeah, I pick Predator.
You picked Predator?
No, actually, I didn't pick Predator, actually. I picked something that wasn't there.
What was it?
Well, it, for me, was it's it 90s? Sort of... No, it's not. Okay. It's between Conan and probably T1 Terminator.
They didn't count the Terminator film?
No. They did have Terminator in it.
Oh, because they can't
But
have
they didn't
T2.
Have Conan. Right. I was really surprised. No, you can have. They had. They had both the. You know.
They had both Terminator.
No, they didn't have both Terminator. Okay. Sorry, they had. They had both Predator and Terminator.
Oh, okay.
And they had Running Man.
Did they have Commando?
Yes, they had Commando. Yeah, and stuff like that. But I was just surprised Conan wasn't it. They did say though they picked I think like the top 16 action films on IMDb, which. I don't think Conan was in. So.
They probably thought it was more like swords and sorcery, like a different genre. It's not just action. It's like fantasy.
No, they have Beverly Hills Cop in it. So
that's all right.
I know it's an action film, but it's a comedy film first. Do you see what I mean?
I don't know if it's as jokey as like Beverly Hills Cop 2 and 3, though.
Oh, okay.
I think the first one was relatively restrained with the humor. Yeah. So I think it does count. But Die Hard's still like... way better as an action film
than Conan.
Not than Conan. Conan's better as a film.
Yeah, that no, I can't. That's what
because it's Conan.
You see, that's what it dissolved into,
right? Okay,
which was it dissolved into
which is the better film, which is the better action film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I think they kind of concluded that Die Hard is a better action film because it has all the elements of an absolutely fantastic action film, but that maybe Predator is a better film. And I'd say that's true of Terminator, that's true of Predator, and that's probably true of Conan. That they're better films because I think they're shot better.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know. I think Predator. I need to rewatch it because it's been years.
Yeah,
but it does have more of a like nostalgic feel in terms of like.
I've watched it not that long ago, and it still for me it still holds up. Yes, it has. Sort of a lot of the campy,
that's what I mean. Like,
stuff at the beginning,
some of the stuff you.
But when
you
it gets
like...
into the action, it's just is fantastic.
All right, yeah.
Because the build up, I agree. Like the build up is like, oh, it's Commando. And
yeah,
then,
basically.
And then, but then the rest of it is just like it's very
it's
hard,
like a horror movie,
full
like,
on.
Yeah.
You know,
The end is awesome. I remember that.
Could you imagine if they did that with Expendables? Like they just introduced aliens or something, and just be like,
they
oh,
have
okay.
to. That'd be amazing. Oh, is it out this weekend?
Soon.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I think it is. It might be this weekend.
Watch that shit.
Yeah, we will.
But I mean, going back to Die Hard, I think maybe it is the better film because as a whole, it just I don't know. I mean,
it has a better cast. That's for sure.
It has a better cast, but it's like,
well, James L. Jones.
It never gets too silly, I guess. But even though like Hans Gruber is pretty, he's pretty over the top. Like he's an over the top villain, and there's that really tall like blonde guy as well.
Yeah. And he has one of the best villain deaths.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I like when he pretends to be like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, like an American. He pretends
Alan
to be an American.
Rickman's fantastic actor. So.
Yeah. You make me want to watch that.
Sorry. Tangent.
It's a tangent, but wait, what's wrong with us? Best action film of the 80s?
Yes.
Batman.
What? I don't know. I think that's a different genre. I think that is a different. That is superhero. I mean, that superhero is a very well established. No, there were
included.
No superhero
oh, okay,
films
fair
whatsoever.
Fair. Maybe that's why it didn't like spring to
mind. I know. No. I did think about that. Don't worry.
Right. Okay.
But it was like it's action film. It's not. Okay. Because
if Batman counts, I changed my vote.
Yeah, but Batman is. Batman could be considered a fantasy as well in certain ways because. Certain villains, especially like Clayface, is a very good example. He has, you know, it's a chemically induced power, but what he can do is just ridiculously
fantastical. I even thought when I first learned about Clayface, I was like, That's a bit much.
Yeah.
But the way they handled it in the animated series.
Yeah.
By the end, because that one is definitely a two-parter.
Yes,
by
yeah.
the end, I was kind of sold. I was like, it's tragic enough of a story that you still feel for that character. So that's
okay. Absolutely, yeah.
So it's not like Man-Bat where I'm just like, I've seen this
before. Yeah, Man-Bat's not so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. We're still in the Gotham section, so
yeah, let's go for
we've kind of gone a bit far. There's a new promo
that's
come out for Gotham. I know, it's like trailer after trailer.
Yeah, I know.
This
one's going to happen for ages. There's going to be TV spot after TV spot.
Exactly.
They're going to tease a new thing. But at least they're like, it's not too far away. Like, this is the thing. It's like, they're doing this for the frigging Batman Superman film.
Sure.
Now.
Like 2 years before.
And you're
before.
Just like, oh, come on, dude. Like,
did you see
so
they changed they changed the date?
Did they?
Yeah, it was meant to like come out like in the summer, I think, of 2016. Now it's like March. So it's slightly earlier.
No, I mean, that's quite...
It's good, but...
I guess, I don't care. It's just...
Like, if they said, okay, it's going to come out, like, December 2015, I'd be happy. I'd be like, that's good.
Yeah, it's the wrong time. You don't get big films.
No, in December...
You don't get big films, like, just before Christmas.
You do get, like, the cozier big films, like the Hobbit movies.
Yeah,
like,
okay, yeah, fair enough. Like, Peter Jackson
long,
and stuff.
Yeah. The long-running franchises, like...
But you don't want to compete with that either.
No, exactly.
Like, that's the thing.
You don't want to, release your big movie at the same time as the
Because, like, Hercules, for example, at the moment, is probably getting not a lot of, like, box office money because...
No.
At least for us, because it came out at the same time as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy is actually doing quite well.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I mean, before it came out...
I think it's an okay superhero film.
It was okay.
You know, there are a lot worse.
There's a lot worse, yeah.
And we've had a lot worse recently
on top of that. It takes the comedy route, which Fantastic Four took. But
Fantastic Four failed miserably.
Yeah, Fantastic Four was horribly made.
Yeah. But you didn't have funny people. Like, Chris Pratt is funny.
Yeah, but they tried to be funny, though. Jessica Alba thought she was funny.
Yeah.
She's never funny.
She's never funny. You need her in Sin City to be the kind of hot chick.
I guess.
That's where she fits.
But even as a badass, I never buy her. Like, even in Machete, I was like, I don't buy her as this kind
She's
of...
not meant to... No, come on. Machete's a joke.
And Machete is a
that's
joke,
That's why she's in it. Okay?
That's true.
You think Rodriguez, like, went, oh, yes, I must have Jessica Alba for her acting ability.
No, you're right.
Fucking...
You're right. Machete
like, Lindsay
is a joke.
Lohan is in...
Oh, God. That was a bad idea. I don't know what they were thinking.
It's a great idea. What are you talking about? It fits so well. It fits so well. It's a trashy film.
I know, yeah.
She's a trashy character, at least in, you know, magazines
the
and
press
stuff.
And, yeah.
The press. And it fits. And
it does fit. And it's like Lady Gaga in the new...
I hope she's kind of self-aware about that as well. And, you know, if she is quite self-aware about that whole image and she plays to it, I mean, that's amazing.
I think sometimes, but not all the time. I don't think she's as fun in that way.
No, okay, we'll see.
Why are we talking about Lindsay?
Yeah, anyway.
Fuck Lindsay. No, I'm joking. but yeah, that little promo.
Yes.
It's basically Gordon, he's walking to a crime scene.
Yes.
And there's like a body bag. There's like, you know, like police line, do not cross. Yeah. And there's like
I really hope he's a flawed character. I really hope.
I mean, he's meant to be.
I know, I will get turned...
Not too flawed.
I'm gonna get turned off instantly
if he's
a goody-two-shoes. I really will.
He's not, though. You know? Besides, even in the promos, he looks pretty, like, tough. Like
I know, but it's just... If they go off on the moral fucking arguments and stuff, I'm just gonna get really annoyed.
Don't worry, I don't think they do.
Like, it would be good if he was, like, a Nicolas Cage-type character...
Like
from
Bad
Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That'd be messed up.
I mean, not as extreme as Cage can be, but
that would definitely not be on Channel 5.
But like, but you know, like to have the duality of my life as a law enforcer and my life as an actual person.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could, I mean, it'd be too brave, but they could tackle subjects like marijuana, for example, in America. they could.
Yeah,
they could. It could be that. Gordon, in his own time,
I thought you were going to say like
smokes a bit, but like he also enforces drug raids. You know,
okay. I mean, You've got stuff like that in like Mad Men and stuff, don't you?
No, I know. I know. I'm just wondering, yeah. You know, how...
I thought you were going to say like a harsher drug. Yeah. And I was just like, at least cocaine. But like you were like marijuana.
I'm sure. And if they had the duality, that's what I'm saying. His own life versus...
Yeah.
Or they could, for like a whole tangent, they could do like a Donnie Brasco type thing as well. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that could be good. Like where it goes undercover, kind of.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe not him. One of his subordinates.
Overlook something.
Yeah. And because I think they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to like flesh out his subordinates, immediate subordinates. Yeah. So.
One of the things they said, I think, this week is that there's going to be Maroni, which is like a mobster.
Yes.
So I think they're going to focus on, as well, like the mob and stuff like that. Which is good because it shows they're not too distracted by the villains. Yeah.
Now,
they're still
going
to focus on Gordon. And
there's something I noticed about the animated series that I realized is that it sets itself kind of, I'm assuming, in sort of like the 50s or 60s. It kind of feels like that because there's no mobile phones.
Or like 40s even. It's got like a weird film noir.
Everyone's got Tommy guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So you're like,
I love that shit.
Well, okay, it must be 40s or 50s kind of like era. But then it's like his technology just is way too advanced. Yeah, yeah.
The back computer is like...
Well, he has the back computer. It's like... That's 80s at least, you know, 80s. So it's a weird kind of mix of technology.
Even then, his computer's huge, though. There's like no.
It is huge, but like, dude, it's too advanced. Like he talks to the fucking thing.
He does, yeah.
You know, and I know you've got to suspend.
I like the buttons that he's got on the keypad. Yes, they're like these big like red squares.
Yeah. So. I don't know. The thing is obviously this is modern day.
Yeah.
And so many times there's been moments in at least the animated series, and I'm sure in the comic as well, and in the films and stuff, where having a mobile phone can ruin loads of moments, like in terms of peril.
Yeah.
And obviously they're going to have mobile phones because this is modern day that they're setting it.
I guess, Or it might be 90s. I don't know. Depending on what day.
Yeah. So... I don't want those clunky moments that you sometimes get, like, I've got no phone signal.
I know.
Or cell signals.
If the Riddler has a mobile, he'll just be trolling the internet.
That's the thing. I don't want, like, the Joker to have... Well, I know. He's not really the Joker. It's like, I wouldn't want the Joker to have a mobile phone.
But speaking of which, in that promo...
Yes.
Where Gordon is like walking to that crime scene and he's looking over, he sees like the Penguin, he's like opening an umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason. And he looks over and it's like Edward Nygma is like taking notes, I think. And it looks like maybe Edward Nygma works as like, what do you call those people who like, they take samples and like they analyze the
forensics.
Yeah, forensics.
Ah, he works in the forensics department.
I don't know, but it looked like it. Because why else would he be there?
So he's a scientist. I mean, that's the point.
He's meant to be, that type of thing. But like, forensics. That could link him quite closely to every single episode of the show.
If there's
a crime every week, then he'll be in every episode.
Yeah, I don't know if it fits as such. He's meant to be an inventor, so maybe he does it on his own time.
Yeah. You probably like follow him home, and he's like doing something really fucked up.
I don't know.
He's got like a little child in the bathroom, just locked up.
Okay,
that's a bit too far for the Riddler.
No, well, it's not that. It's not clever enough for the Riddler. Everything he does, he has to do it in such a way that makes him look more intelligent than anyone else.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
So. Yeah, taking candy from a baby is not. It's not exactly his style.
But anyway, he's walking around, and he gets to the bag, and there's like blood kind of splattered on it, and it's like a smile.
He
removes it. You kind of hear a laugh, a faint laugh. So I think the Joker might be in it. Eventually,
I know.
I think what they might do is what we said one week. I think where it's like the big story of the whole season, or like. The whole thing. It's a bit like Twin Peaks, where it's just like there's one serial killer they can never catch.
Yes.
And eventually it turns out to be the Joker, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I hope they keep him at arm's length.
Yeah, yeah. They never show him, but like, you know, they're investigating.
Yes. Yeah.
And maybe it's only when Batman's old enough that they manage to.
Yeah, so it's just creating a lore for him, you know, yeah. to move
I kind of wish that Gotham maybe it was only like at the most like 3 seasons long or like two seasons.
It's not how American TV shows work.
But then they could directly go to a Batman series. Two seasons of Gotham as a prequel. 2 seasons, well, let's be honest. 20 seasons of Batman.
Oh, shut up.
And then 2 seasons is like in the future.
Yeah.
Future Batman. Batman Beyond. Live action series.
No, you've gone way too far now.
Well, come on. That's like for like 2046 or something. Oh, just like that movie.
Oh, dear.
That one got away movie.
God, that's an obscure fucking link.
And then they can re-release that film.
So get this.
Yes.
We should link more stuff to Batman.
Oh, we will.
Yeah,
we will. We'll do that at the end.
Oh, okay. We'll do one.
Next. All right, do one now.
Let's think.
6 degrees of Batman.
Let's think. Let's have a look.
You're just looking around at your room.
Look at the films on the shelf and think to thyself. What's a good franchise that you can link?
I don't know.
All right. I want you to link.
It has to be something I know.
The Big Lebowski.
Yes.
To Batman.
The Big Lebowski to Batman.
Yep.
The Big Lebowski.
You got enough well-known actors to in Batman. The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, you do.
To come up, to like go film to film.
I know. Now I'm just choosing like what's the easiest way.
Yeah.
The easiest route,
yeah.
But I can go the obvious route.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try and do it together.
All right.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, of course.
He was in Big Lebowski, not Batman.
No, he wasn't.
But he was in Iron Man.
He was in Iron Man,
but that
he?
Might be a bit of a detour. I don't know if that's going to lead us.
Oh, you just go in comics, and then it's...
No. Yeah. No, because then Iron Man, the movie.
Yes.
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. She's got nothing to do with Batman.
No. As Robert Downey Jr.?
He might have been in a film with someone who was in Batman. Oh!
What?
I've got it.
Go on.
Robin. all right. Jeff Bridges was in Big Lebowski.
Yes.
He was in Iron Man.
Yes.
With?
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Who was?
Yes.
In Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh my God.
With Val Kilmer.
Yes. Who was Batman. Who's Batman.
There you go.
That's a great one.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's only a few jumps. All right, my turn.
We'll
see how good you are.
I'm not going to be able to do very well.
I'm going
to
look at you.
I gave you a hard one, I must admit, and now I'm going to get...
Sean Connery.
Just Sean Connery?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, no. Most of his career was freaking James Bond, and that doesn't help.
Come on, there's other films.
What, like The Rock?
Yes.
Where he's with... Cage.
Yeah. Well, we've already linked Cage once.
Yeah, I know. So
you can't go that way.
Ugh.
You can go that way, but not the Superman way.
All right. Oh, dear.
What else was Nicolas Cage in?
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing Sean Connery.
No, you. Yeah, I know. But like, if you want to take it the Cage route, you can do a different way. But
is there a different way?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not really helping you, am I? There's loads of films Sean Connery was in.
I know, and I'm just trying to think like who he's played with or, you know, opposite.
Name a film.
Of his?
Yeah.
Highlander.
Oh, it blew my mind there.
Like, that's really kind of made it difficult.
Christopher Lambert?
Yes, he's...
He was.
He's Batman in his spare time.
Yes, he's gone crazy. That's what he does now. That's why we don't see him in movies anymore. Just running around with a sword and like a cape. Oh man, oh, Christopher Lambert. There was loads of people in Southland Tales, but you haven't seen that. Yeah,
Sean
no.
Sean Connery's hard, man.
Sean Connery, come on. There's loads of films. Name another film.
Name another film of Sean Connery.
There's probably people listening to this screaming, like, come on.
No, I know.
All right.
God, I can't.
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Is an actor.
Of course, duh.
Michael Keaton is an actor.
Oh, fuck off.
No, I'm joking. What if I linked it like that? I don't want to do it. Come on, you figure it out. Jesus Christ. Sean Connery was in Zardoz. That doesn't help.
No, it really doesn't. Oh my god, it doesn't help.
It's the best film ever. And Batman is the best
film
ever.
What else is he in? Like, other than, because James Bond is occupying my mind.
He was in.
And James Bond, like.
The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones, with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
That's got to lead us somewhere.
With Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford was in.
Don't say.
I was going to say Ender's Game. It's just like, well, that's a dead end.
Oh, and good luck with that.
That's a dead end.
Yes, just surrounded by children.
Yeah, it's like, wait, who's the child? Sorry, who's the child from Ender's Game? Is it the same child from Gotham Mice?
No.
Gotham Mice, from Gotham.
No, no one knows.
Damn.
No, he's like the kid from like some other kids movie. I forgot. Damn it. I know it was something. No, okay. Wait. You've got Sean Connery.
Yes.
Harrison Ford. Okay.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford was in Ender's Game.
Whoa, come on. You're going that route?
With Ben Kingsley.
Oh, yes. Ben Kingsley's in there.
Is there an easier way?
Oh, I've got it. Ben Kingsley was in Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio with Gordon Joseph Levitt in Inception. And
oh,
he
nice
is
one.
Robin.
Nice one. Well done.
Oh, got
that,
it in the
that
end.
Was really good.
That was hard, that was really but got there in the end.
I'm impressed. On that note.
Yes.
To the bat poles.
To the bat poles.
All right. There's a few, not too many news, but I guess we can start talking about this. The new trailer for Birdman is out.
Yes.
And I've shown it to you.
Yeah,
I just showed it to you. Because you didn't see the
I'm very interested. It's
before.
A very interesting trailer.
Yeah.
That doesn't give away the main premise of the film.
No, not too much.
Which is it fantasy? Or in his head?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Or is it a superhero film? Is it an actual superhero film or is it all in his head? Is he a washed up actor?
Yeah.
Or is he a washed up superhero?
Yeah.
You know?
So it's got like almost
and either of those two premises I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Especially when it's Michael Keaton.
Yeah. So, it's almost got like a Michel Gondry kind of feel to it.
I'm not so interested in the suit.
The Birdman suit?
Yeah, I'm not so interested in that because it kind of looks too plasticky, and I would have liked it if it was sort of looked like it was actually made from feathers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it looks like a costume for the stage.
But it's weird
because
it's
like.
Which means
that it is washed up actor and not washed up superhero. I'd rather it kept the kind of, oh, did he make it? You know,
I
the
know.
Suit and stuff like that.
Because they mentioned he's going to do some kind of show.
Yeah.
A big show. Mm. Is he trying to do like Birdman the show?
That's the thing. But he could do that as a washed up actor or as a washed up superhero.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you see what I mean? It's like I think they haven't really let you know exactly.
I think it's good though, yeah.
Yeah. Because they show him flying at the beginning.
They do.
And it's like, again, is that in his head or is that not?
Because
is he hiding it?
Maybe.
Is he hiding that he is Birdman as an actor and as in real life?
Maybe they're trying to do a parallel between like how actors, they can be like, if they're a hero on the screen, they kind of become a hero in real life, in people's eyes. But the reality is like...
I think Robert Downey Jr. is a good example of that.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of kept the look... of Tony Stark.
Yeah, he does, actually. He looks like Tony Stark now.
Yeah, he looks like Tony Stark outside in the real world.
I think it's because it was such perfect casting, because he was a bit like that beforehand, anyway. It's just his personality merged
really
well with
that. He's been other things.
Oh, of course.
That's the thing. He's been a drunk
police
officer in Zodiac. He's been... I'm trying to think of what else. Like soloist. He's helping some guy.
That's not the most substantial role. I'm just kidding. He was Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, Zodiac. Oh yeah, he was Charlie Chaplin as well. So in Scanner Darkly, he is crazy.
He's pretty much, just crazy,
and pretty much nearly bald as well. So.
Yeah, he's got like a
shaved head.
Although it's almost a cartoon, so
he
could have just been normal, and then they shaved his head afterwards. It's hard to tell.
But yeah, he is, for me, he is still a very versatile
actor. Oh, yeah.
Even though I know he's now cemented as Tony Stark.
Would love to see him play a villain, though, one day. Because I don't think I have seen that.
I don't think anyone will cast him as a villain.
It's a shame, because I think he'd be really good.
No, he's done Iron Man, and that you can't.
Yeah.
If he's doing another superhero thing, you can't rip him.
Not right now. He's maybe not, it's not the right time.
He's not Ryan Reynolds. I mean.
Ryan Reynolds. He's a villain in real life.
Yeah.
No, I know literally nothing.
No, because
Ryan
Reynolds is in 3 comic book films.
Yeah.
Or franchises. But he's in 3 comic book franchises.
Yeah, I know. He's greedy.
So,
oh, maybe it's just.
I don't think anyone has ever been in 3 comic book franchises.
What, different franchises.
Because he's Blade.
Oh, Blade! You're counting Blade?
Yeah, I count Blade. Of course, I count Blade. Oh, Jesus. He's in Blade. He's in X-Men, and he's Green Lantern.
And R.I.P.D. guy.
That's not comic.
That's a comic.
This is a comic.
It's based on comic. Yeah.
He's in 4 comic.
I know.
Book film.
And that's the thing. Most comic book fans don't like Ryan Reynolds.
I know, that's the thing, and he's in the most.
I know, but you know, I mean,
I can't even think of anyone who's in 3. I mean, let alone 4.
I mean, if he does do that Deadpool movie, he'll become a fan favorite again, because I think that's the right casting.
I do. No, I do. I think they found what suits him.
Yeah,
you know, which is great.
As long as he's never in any Batman film, I'm happy.
No.
But Birdman looks good. It looks almost like Charlie Kaufman or Michel Gondry type of film. Like an indie movie, but with a budget.
Yes.
It's Inari 2. So is he the guy who made Gravity, I think? But don't worry. He's done better films than Gravity. But I think so. I think it's him who won the Oscar last year.
Dear, I do.
No, he's good when he's not making Gravity. Don't be too scared.
I know. Just Gravity,
it's a good
cast. So pretentious.
I know.
You're now making me think this is all a pretentious midlife crisis.
Could be as well.
That's what you're making me think now.
But then you've got, you know, Zach Galifianakis.
I know. I really like
Emma Stone's in it as well.
I do. I like Emma Stone as well. She's actually really interesting.
Edward Norton looks fun in it. It's a good
cast. He's lost his charm for me.
What do you mean?
Like, he did amazing films. I mean, he's done some of the best films ever.
Yeah.
And... but, like, name something in the last 5.
Come on.
All right.
Grand Budapest.
All right. He's not in that much, and he doesn't really do much.
It was funny. He had, like, a twirly mustache.
I know, but he's a very mild character.
I think it's because you haven't seen too many Wes Anderson films, and he's in most of those.
Oh, okay.
And he plays, like, a completely different character every time. Oh, in Moonrise Kingdom, he's, like, this Boy Scout leader, and he's pretty good. Yeah. Like, he's really, like, a goody-goody type. He's good.
All right.
I like Edward Norton.
No, I...
And he was the Hulk.
For fuck's sake.
What? That was like the better Hulk movie.
All right.
Or was it?
Connect Edward Norton to Batman.
Oh, Jesus. I knew you'd do this. Edward Norton.
I don't think it's too difficult.
It's not?
I don't think it's too difficult.
I can do it in like 2 goes, by the way.
Go on.
Edward Norton
was
in Everyone Says I Love You.
Wow, okay. That's
a Woody Allen film.
Yeah.
Which starred Drew Barrymore,
who
was in Batman Forever.
Yeah.
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 It's pretty easy. Yeah. I just picked a film that has like a huge cast, and I'm just like,
I thought you might go the Fight Club route and go to Brad Pitt and then somehow connect Brad
Pitt. Yeah, I don't know. Brad Pitt's difficult. You connected to Brad Pitt.
Oh, fucking hell.
And you can't do it with the Lazarus Pit from Ra's al Ghul. That doesn't count.
Damn.
Sorry.
It's weird because I'm trying to think what other big actors has Brad Pitt played against or with.
Well,
of course, there's loads.
There's loads. I mean, yeah.
There's loads.
Come on. You can do it in one go.
What?
Ocean's 11.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Clooney.
All right.
Clooney was Batman. Even though people forget that.
I know.
For good reason.
Of course. But, we try and forget every day. It's a struggle.
It's very hard. Right. In other Batman news, there's going to be a new animated film.
Like, yes.
Kind of anime style.
Yeah.
It looks good. They released a clip of just Batman fighting a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It's called,
because they did this...
it's called Batman Assault on Arkham.
They've done these Batman shorts where different animators... I mean, this is a while ago now.
Oh, was it Gotham Knights?
Yeah. And that was... Some of them were really good.
Yeah.
And some of the people who tackled that have done animes or directors or animators of animes and stuff like that. And it's, you know, most of the superheroes we know have been animated.
Animated.
There's not a word really. it is now. Animatized. Animatized.
Gothamized.
Yeah. But made into an anime.
Yes.
Because they've already done the Avengers.
There's an Iron Man one, I remember. Yeah.
They've already done quite a few of them. And they make them look like anime because one of the major differences is the size of the eyes.
Yeah.
They have to be bigger, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they give them different proportions and stuff like that.
Of course, yeah.
And they're not always so great because they're done also with a lot of the tropes and
oh, yeah.
cliches.
Well, the anime cliches, yeah.
Yeah, they do have quite a few of them, but they're entertaining, but they're not like great. But yeah. But actually, that Gotham Knight stuff was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Batman ones have been good so far.
Yeah.
This one looks fun. It looks good.
That's interesting.
They'll never show it at the cinema. I think it goes straight to DVD, but they should show it in the cinema, really.
Nah, well.
Everyone would.
The cinema needs to make money. What do they make money on? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know.
So. And Batman.
Well, the film.
Yeah.
The
film. I don't know if people would go, I guess.
Yeah.
See a Batman card.
We're fundamentally a different society of consumers when it comes to cinema and media, you know.
Is it the only animated Batman film that got released? Was that Mask of the Phantasm or something? There was like a... one of the animated
series. I never saw any of them at the cinema.
I think only one of them was released. I think it was that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was all right. It was good. But yeah, so that's how. They released some like old, like rare designs for like alternatives of like posters. Like Batman, original, and like Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Forever, even.
Wow.
They look weird.
Yeah, that's why they weren't picked.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Like the Batman Returns one is just the same.
Yeah,
where you see.
I love. For me, when it comes to posters, I love minimal design.
Yeah, yeah.
And the original Batman,
poster,
which is just the logo.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I know. For me, that's perfect. I must admit, because it's also, at the time, you were like, Batman wasn't. It was revitalizing Batman.
Yeah.
So you were like, as soon as you saw the logo, you were like, it's back, you know, kind of thing. And if you did that now, you'd just be like, oh, yeah, well, Batman's been in, he's in the recent consciousness of people's minds.
You wouldn't have as much impact.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't necessarily just do a poster like that. But I do love minimal.
Yeah.
Minimal posters.
It is better because the alternative they had was like, you see Batman kind of jumping towards us in like the foreground, and then at the bottom you see like Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
I actually really like the Christopher Nolan film posters as
They're good.
Like,
although
because Batman, not Batman Begins, no, I don't like that one, sorry, I don't like the Batman Begins, it's because it's just him brooding.
But that's the thing, I think the third one
is the kind of the logo, but with like the city crumbling inside the logo.
The DVD cover I have of that is...
that's not the poster.
I know. But they have different ones.
The main
one was like Batman kind of standing brooding
in the
daytime, but like surrounded by cop cars and stuff, which was a bit weak. But then the Batman Begins, he's just surrounded by like gold sky and bats. That's it.
Yeah.
And then the second one was in front of that building with the Batman... Yeah. It's the same poster.
The second one is the burning bat logo.
Yeah. Behind him on the.
I like that.
It's all right. I think there's better.
But the third one is my favorite with the logo and the crumbling.
Yeah. There's really good fan art though.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Is it Ollie Moss who does a lot of like really minimalist kind of film posters, in his own style.
Yes.
But there's a lot of great fan art out there and. Yeah, but the posters, it's always interesting to see like what other posters they had in mind.
Yeah, I find it frustrating anyway because posters, I feel like, are a forgotten art.
Yeah.
Only because they're not used as much.
Yeah.
Like, when we go to our local cinema now, they won't have posters as such. They'll have the landscape posters. They won't have the portrait posters.
Yeah.
They'll have the landscape ones. But also, that's outside. And then inside, they'll have the big cardboard cutouts stuff, which they're all right, but there's very little thought has gone into them because it's just an element from the film.
Yeah.
It's never like a piece of art that has been created out of the concept of the film.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's true.
Or deliberately, you know, for it.
But do you remember that one for, what was it, that film called Filth?
Yes.
Which was what's his name? James McAvoy riding a pig or something?
Oh, yes, yeah.
That was pretty good as a cardboard cutout. But I think that's the poster as well. But they do show some posters when you go to the screens, though.
Yes, yeah. Honestly. And yeah.
But that's the only point where I'm like... Actually, Cineworld are not so good at that, but View Cinemas are quite good.
Oh, are they? Yeah.
Because it's more like cozy.
But they have them outside as well, don't they?
Yeah, like, yeah. And when you go in, there's like these long corridors, and it's like kind of red velvet type of thing. It's not velvet, but it looks like an old cinema almost.
Yes, yeah.
And you've got those posters, and they're really well lit.
Yeah.
So I always like...
I like that. Yeah. I always think you should have that, but you should also have like a section where... you've kept a few of the posters.
Yeah.
Like, any of the films that have been massively big, like, and has been on during the age of that cinema, you should have it there.
Yeah.
Prominently displaying, saying, we had that film here.
Yeah.
And you missed it, you fucker.
You know, my parents actually found, like, a cardboard cutout of Ace Ventura once.
Oh, wow.
It's still in my house.
Oh.
I've got it. Ace Ventura Detective.
Oh,
I was so happy when they brought that home. I was like,
oh yeah,
where the fuck did you find this? But they used to go to the cinema and bring me posters as well.
Yes, because they actually used to give them away, didn't
you,
they?
You can. Yeah. I think if you ask them, you can.
Oh, can you? Oh,
I think so. I'd never had the balls to ask them. But if there's something really good, I'll ask. Like Batman, Superman. I'm sure the poster is going to look cool at least.
Well, if it's just that logo of the S and the Batman logo, like, on top of each other...
It might be that. Or it might be something awesome, like Batman punching Superman.
That the Batman logo and the S on it looks ass. I'm sorry, I don't like it. You know why? Because the S looks like it's carbon fiber. Like, it looks like a weird material.
Yeah.
It looks like the S as if it was on him.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Not just... a logo.
Yeah.
It looks like they've literally just ripped his shirt and went, "Oh, I'm gonna plonk it here." And
go,
I'm not. I know some people are, but I'm not a fan of the stumpy ears.
Stumpy ears.
No, I'm not a fan of the stump for Batman.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of the logo is okay, but I like a mean logo for Batman. Yeah. And
I never liked when they went too far one way or the other with the.
No,
the
I
ears.
Agree, but I think this is too far the other way in terms of like how short they are.
Because I did read some comics where the ears were like a ridiculous like level.
Oh, yeah, they're just like,
You
know, the size of his like head above.
Yeah, I still have some where like the ears are really tall and like his face. He's just like one big old man's chin. I don't know. And he's not even meant to be that old.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's not really how I picture the character. But so that's the posters. Now, let's end on this type of thing. You had the task.
Yes.
To watch the first episode.
Yes.
Of Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah. So,
what did you do?
I ended up watching 25.
25?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I've always like...
You're trying to find a list.
Yeah, no, I got the list here of how many I watched. Well, rewatched. I mean, I saw them all as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you do.
Oh, sorry, 23. Sorry.
Oh, that's why you have Clayface on your mind.
Recently watched Clayface, and I really like Clayface. So.
Oh, the Joker's favor, I remember that.
Like,
there's he does a favor for a guy, and then...
Yes, yeah, no.
Like, the guy's, really like, terrified.
No,
the whole
it's
time.
A really good episode,
good
actually.
Episode, yeah.
It, by the way, spans 2 years.
Does, doesn't it? Yeah.
2 years. Yeah.
That guy's,
that's
like,
amazing.
So scared.
I know.
Constantly.
But then you just carry on. This is... All right, the animated series, a lot of the episodes are individual. And not to be taken as canon within... the overall series, sometimes they only feature like one guy once and then you'll never hear of him ever again or
like I don't
like.
Think they brought almost the next
the
one
Fagin character I don't think they ever bring him back
so. Well, number 25, which you're almost at, is the Clock King, which I think they show in this episode, but I think they might bring him back once, but I don't remember him coming back. But I just remember really liking that episode.
So every episode kind of starts on the premise that you know who Batman is, you know what's going on, and you know pretty much a lot of the characters that are in it.
Yeah.
That are in it. And they don't always do origin stories for everyone.
No.
You know, Ivy doesn't have an origin story.
No, not that I remember.
She just is Ivy.
She's just there, yeah.
Okay. Catwoman doesn't have an origin story. She just is Catwoman. That's fine.
It's good. I like when they assume you know the character enough. That
yes, yeah.
They can always go back as like a kind of if prequel they want, episode. Yeah. But
I mean, this is season one as well, so like,
yeah,
you never knew. But the best thing about this series is the music.
It's
amazing. Like, Danny Elfman did the theme music for it. And then everything else is done in the style of Danny Elfman.
Basically,
music.
Yeah.
But all of it is done as a score. Like, the whole thing. Every episode has its own score.
Oh, yeah, it's like a full-on
and
score.
And I'm just like, they never would do that now. They would just never do it because it's so expensive.
Come on, Family Guy has a full orchestra.
Not for every moment.
For every episode.
No, but for like every moment is done as an individual score. No, I don't think so.
I think so.
No, because they play music in Family Guy.
Yeah, they do have like stock, you know, little music.
What about that one episode with Family Guy, The Bird, where he just sings that one song
for
the whole episode?
That is not his song. Fair enough. There's Shapoopy. But I'm going back
a
while now.
No, but that's one song. I'm just saying that's one song.
I know.
And I love Family Guy.
I'm talking about the score as well.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they wouldn't like do a full orchestra score for the entire episode, for every episode, and every single episode is different.
And it's, I mean, I remember, like, you know when they show the title early on?
Mm.
And it's not always obvious what it's going to be about from that title.
Yeah.
But just by the music, I'd be like, ooh, it's a Mad Hatter episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to like that. I used to like kind of deciphering, like, what's that going to be about?
Yeah.
And recognizing...
Well, the music is very indicative of who's going to be in it or what's it about and stuff like that.
But it captures those villains so well, like the different themes
now,
they have.
Not every episode's fantastic.
Not every
I don't like the way they do Killer Croc. I don't like the look of Killer Croc.
No, I never liked the look of Killer Croc either.
The way to do it is the game. If you see the...
He's terrifying.
I know, but that's the point. And I love the look of
and
Killer
he's
Croc
huge.
In the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So, not every episode is a winner, but most of them are.
Yeah.
And I love them, and rewatching them is bringing back so many memories.
I'm so glad.
And
managed.
I'll get through all of them. Cool. And by the way, it's not... We've had like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's not like been a week. I've had 2 weeks.
You've had a while to like
to watch them. And they're like 20 minutes each.
Yeah.
Like they're quite short actually.
Oh yeah, so, they are.
You know, so it's been easy to watch a couple in the evening or something. So
I'm so glad I managed to pull you away from Powerpuff Girls long enough to put
and
you
Pokemon,
back
and Pokemon.
And Pokemon to put you back on the right track.
It's not the right track. It's just I like nostalgia from my childhood.
I know.
Therefore, I'm going to watch some of it to make myself feel better.
All right. Okay.
I do understand the premise of why I do this.
Fair enough. But they open with Man-Bat, right? The first
episode? Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, the first episode of Man-Bat, and it's not a great episode.
It's not that great. Yeah, it's strange.
No.
What's the second one? Well,
it's Christmas with the Joker, which is just out of place.
There's no
it's
way that's really the
Robin's
second episode.
Because Robin's in it.
Yeah.
Weirdly. And he's not in like any of the other. I don't think he's in the first season apart from that episode.
It's a bit strange. I think it's a later episode they've just included in that.
I think that
each volume may be needed. Like
I don't
a Christmas
know when,
one.
Remember like exactly when these were aired. So maybe it was Christmas time and they were like, oh, we got this Christmas episode.
Christmas,
we'll put it out.
Yeah.
And it has the famous tune in it, though I don't know if they came up with it. It's like the Christmas song about Batman.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Batman smells.
Yeah, it's a very annoying song. But it works because the Joker sings it.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be annoying. So it's like, that's the whole point.
I like when he's like trolling Batman.
But I remember as a kid singing that tune again and again and again.
The Simpsons
so hooked to it.
Simpsons did it. Well, they did do it.
Yeah.
Like that song at one point. It was the casino episode. I don't know why I remember it so well, but what else? Nothing to Fear was the one where he's like, I am vengeance, I am the night, I am Batman.
That's when he says it.
That's with the scarecrow. Yeah,
he says he's the line that's so famous.
Well, he looks actually like a scarecrow in that show.
Yeah, a bit more so.
But when he's not, he looks, I don't know, he looks weird. He's just like a normal dude.
I really like the scarecrow from the game.
It
looks amazing.
Have they shown him a lot, or is he?
He's in the first game.
Oh, okay.
He has a big, massive section.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of the best sections of the game because Batman obviously gets the gas, and then you have to do whole levels as if you're in his sphere.
Yeah,
as if you're in, you're playing this whole level where Scarecrow's massive, and ooh, you know, and it's
oh, that sounds so
and
good.
You play as like, because it start, I think they do it in the second one as well, but I can't remember. And like he's City, walking down an alley, and he kind of like the whole room changes into the alley, ooh, in which his parents died, and
oh, that's
and then
horrible.
It becomes a level where Scarecrow. Anyway, it's really, really, it's done so, so well.
Oh shit, I have to play that whole game now, don't I?
Yeah.
Somehow, no, okay, guys, the reason why I haven't played the game is because my computer can't handle it. Can't handle the awesomeness.
It's because you've only got a laptop with integrated graphics.
I know, and I tried it on the PC.
You're always welcome to come
PC,
around here and play it. I've got every means in which to play it, but you'll need at least 40 hours.
I know, you'll just sit there while I just play it all day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've started playing it, but it's very slow on my computer, so it's not, it kind of takes me out.
Yeah,
but the little I've played has been great.
Yeah.
I've actually shown my mom, it's like, hey, what's the last Batman game you remember? It's like, I don't know, it must have been like Mega Drive. And I was like, watch this shit. And then I showed it to her, she was like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's so like, done so, it's a surprise. I mean, when Arkham came out, it was such a surprise, because like there's been so many bad games.
Oh yeah,
you know,
like especially movie game. Yeah.
Well, it's not a movie tie-in game.
I know, that's the thing.
But it is. It's a comic adaptation game.
Yeah,
and there have been a lot of bad comic adaptation games, and this was just like no one expected it, and it just came out, and everyone was like, "This is the best thing in the world," and it was. It really is absolutely fantastic because it merges the elements that of Batman that a lot of other games haven't been able to do. And what I mean by that is it's got the detective element.
Yeah.
It's got the fighting.
Oh yeah, it does.
And it's got the gadgets. Yeah. And so
is why the controls, it's like there's like 12 buttons to remember.
Oh, well, yeah. When you progress through towards the end, you've got tons of things that you can do. But it's a bit,
do you play it with a controller?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Is it easier? It must be, you know.
It's different.
Because keyboard, I'm struggling a bit.
It's not perfect.
Yeah.
But it's different. Because the thing is that there are a lot of things that you have to select and do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the combat can get very complicated. But once you get it right, it feels brilliant as a game to play.
That's so true.
I'll show you what I mean
later. I'll have to try it.
All right.
All right. Okay. Well, that's... thank you for actually watching the animated series. But you've got a few seasons to go, and then you've got future Batman to sit through.
I've got the new Batman Adventures, and I've got Batman Beyond.
Nice.
After that, it'll be a while.
I've got a couple like animated ones I need to watch as well. I've got Mystery of the Batwoman.
Oh, I've got the movies as well to do.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I've got I need to finish those old like 30s Batman series, which are so random.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like proper serials, because I wanted to do a review on them, but I'm only on episode 5. I need to watch like 6 more or something.
Okay.
Anyway, it's time for a riddle.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Oh God, I suck at these.
I know.
Yeah.
Riddle me this. Why does a cowboy wear a tight belt?
Wow, that's quite a good riddle.
Yeah.
Why does a cowboy wear a tight belt?
Come on, you can do it, Batman. I need to find an impression for the Riddler. I guess I could just do Jim Carrey. Already then.
No, you love. What the hell?
What?
You can't do Jim Carrey from another film.
Okay, fine. I don't know that.
Like, do Cable Guy.
Yeah. No, he's got a lisp and everything.
And a tight belt.
I could just scream joygasm, because that's what he said. Come on. You're like thinking way too hard about this.
I know, but I can't. It's something obvious, isn't it?
Yes. Why does a cowboy
wear a tight belt?
Wear a tight belt.
See, I'm bad at this because I can't think laterally. Like, belt could mean something else.
Yeah.
And it's just like... He said wear. Like, what the fucking other kind of belt can you wear?
Batman has a belt.
No, I know that. So what, the utility belt?
Yeah.
Why does he wear a tight belt so his guns don't fall down?
No.
No, go on then.
To hold up his pants.
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious?
You're so angry right now.
I know, because I thought that, and I was just like, no, that's not a riddle.
That's a joke.
You fucking arsehole.
What? The Riddler would do something like that.
No, he wouldn't. No,
he would. Just to take the
He's
piss.
He's not intelligent.
Like, Batman would overthink it. He'd be like, what could he mean?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, are you serious? It's just You're like, not really. He'd have the same reaction as you. Yeah. I don't know, I'm trying to do the Kevin Conroy voice, but it's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
That sounds like porn Batman. That's what he said.
It's Batman porno.
From Mexico? What was that?
No, from Italy. Because Italian porno.
I don't remember. I know Bane. Is Bane in the animated series a lot? Or is it near the
end? I haven't seen him yet.
Because I know he is in the new adventures. I've seen him in the new adventures. Yeah. But I don't know about...
No, he pops up at some point. I know he does, yeah.
But I don't remember what
voice
he has.
He's never the character from the Christopher Nolan film.
No, I know.
He's never that.
Sometimes either he's got like an accent or he's got like a gruff voice.
Yeah. He's in the game.
Yeah.
Arkham Origins, I think. And in that, he transforms.
Oh, he does. He's got the Venom thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but you see him before the Venom.
Right.
Okay. And then after the Venom, which is really interesting.
Hmm.
And really, that's kind of what they should have done with the film.
Yeah.
They should have introduced Venom
as
a substance.
I mean, they really wanted to like be as far away as Batman and Robin because that happened in that. But
okay. But that's what makes that character interesting.
Not interesting, but it is a key thing about that character. Yeah. Yeah. But,
no, because the Venom messes with his mind.
I think
that's what's interesting, is that he loses what he was fighting for by using the Venom, but he also gains what he gains the ability to fight Batman.
They could have still done it in that, like, the thing he's got on his face.
Yeah.
He could have had like a dial or something that just kind of dials the medication up or something. Like a
no, that's
type.
Fine. Yeah, but they but, just never touch on
no,
that.
No, it's true.
So...
It's true. But I mean,
that's why it's like, it doesn't have to be Bane.
I mean, he
could be anyone. It doesn't have to be him.
He's still like probably the best part of that movie, though. Like every scene with Bane is.
I know, because Catwoman's not so.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
I know. They got the.
I just think it was a miscast.
They got.
I think it's a miscast. Unfortunately,
they got the cat burglar thing right, I guess. Mm. But it's weird because it's like. Some of these characters fit in the Nolan universe. Like, he made the Joker fit in that world.
Yes.
Even Scarecrow.
Yes, you have to modify them. You do have to modify them.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He modified Catwoman in, like, an old style, like...
Yes.
Not in the way that fits with that world.
You thought he'd make the costume and the look more practical looking.
And he tried with, like, the glasses that go up and they look like ears.
Yeah.
Which is... That worked.
Yeah.
But the rest of the costume is just like this
Lycra.
I don't know. Yeah. It just looked a bit weird.
All right, it's not as ridiculous as Halle Berry, but, you know.
Nothing is. All right, so you've riddled it. Let's do another one before we go.
Really?
No, not the riddle. But I'm going to
try. Oh, another link.
Another link, yeah.
Oh, God, I could be mean. I could be
go
so...
On.
Well, no, because I could pick a Japanese anime and it'd be like impossible.
I mean, there's no way. You can
no,
connect that
it'd
shit.
Be impossible.
Yeah, no, pick like a movie. There you go, you've got movies behind you. Don't say Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Michael Bay film, The Island.
The Island?
Yeah.
The Island?
Which is actually one of Michael Bay's better films.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not saying better as in good. I'm saying better than other of Michael Bay films.
The Island.
Yes.
Starred Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
Who was in The Phantom Menace with...
Yes.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Liam Neeson is Ra's al Ghul.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's good. That's really good.
I got the moves.
Easy connection.
All right, your turn.
Oh, bollocks.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's hard. He hasn't had that many films.
Is that enough?
He said like five films.
There's loads more.
Fuck.
But this is
what? American Gangster.
He's American Gangster.
Well, no. What's the gangster film he's in? He's in a gangster film.
Oh, I forget what it's called. Gangster Squad.
Gangster Squad. Yeah. That's it. And he's in Beyond the Pines.
Yeah.
He's in Only God Forgives, Drive. What else is he in?
Other things. I don't know.
What the fuck, man? There's like, it's not enough actors to connect.
All right, you think about it while I look at what freaking Ryan Gosling's done.
Ryan,
and I'll try to help you.
Is it Penelope Cruz? No, not Penelope Cruz. It's,
he's done, Eva Mendes.
Eva Mendes. What has Mendes done?
What do you mean? They're not in a movie together.
Who's the woman in, Beyond the Pines?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh.
His next film, by the way, is Untitled Terrence Malick Project.
Great. This is too hard.
Come on. The Ides of March. You can find it one go if you remember what that film is.
I can't remember that film.
I saw that at the cinema. I'm not even going to tell you because it's too easy.
Fuck. Why? Because, like, Clooney's in it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clooney's in The Ides of March. Bam.
There you go. Okay, that doesn't count because I helped you. I want to find another one.
That's too difficult.
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, come on. Another, like, seriously difficult. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, this time I'm not going to help
you. We've got Lord of the Rings.
There you go. Come on. You've got enough actors to choose from there.
Yeah, that's right. So, Ian McKellen, obviously. Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Who is in X-Men. Right?
Is he?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Yes.
He's in X-Men alongside...
like 1,000 other actors.
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
You're picking these films.
Pick the actor.
Yeah.
With Fassbender, who's in Inglourious Basterds.
Fassbender?
And Fassbender...
Well, you went to Inglourious Basterds.
Is with Brad Pitt.
Sorry. Oh, we're going down the same road again.
Are we? Okay.
Who was in Ocean's 12?
Yeah, I know. Who's in Ocean's 12? Yeah, with George Clooney. But yes.
Well done. That's slightly different. I'm not going to give you a task for next week.
Oh, good.
But
I'll just continue.
Yeah, just keep watching.
All right.
We'll talk more about animated series. I need to watch one or two of the Batman things I have as well. So that's my task. I have task to talk about something
lovely,
like the Batwoman one. All right, thanks for listening.
All right,
we'll be back soon with more pre-Gotham things and Batman things.
All right,
you've been Gothamized.